during the coronavirus.
Yo, this is Michael Payne, and I host the Michael and Marcel Show on FUBAR Radio every Wednesday from 4 till 6 p.m. Thanks for staying at home. The only thing we want you to catch is a vibe. You're listening to Stay Home and Chill on FUBAR Radio, keeping you company through the coronavirus.
James Acaster on FUBAR Radio.
We've got James Redmond along. Hello, James.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, actually. Thanks.
Yeah,
you?
Pretty good. I'm good. Very well. Well, Joe, what, mate? I'm pretty good.
Good.
For those of you who don't know, we are putting our iPods on shuffle, me and James. We've both got our iPods with us. We're going to switch around, put them on shuffle, see who,
crazy,
who comes out not looking like a fool.
That hasn't happened yet, where you both have the same track. That
no.
Would be interesting.
When that does happen, I think we have to kiss. I think that's the rule.
Okay.
We haven't put many rules in yet.
I just puck it up. You see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Just, didn't do it on purpose. Just
instinctively.
Happened. Yeah, just lick my lips just thinking of you.
Well, in that case, I'll hope that the same songs come up. James Redmond, of course, renowned actor, respected comedian.
Thanks.
Come on, mate. We're spinning records here, just so everyone knows. On FUBAR, we have got old-fashioned
just
records.
Just get that fluff off the needle.
Well, let's see if you like this next one, which I don't know what it's going to be. This is my iPod on shuffle. So let's see how cool I look. Here we go. Pressing shuffle now. Ah. Okay. The Unicorns. Tough Ghost. By the Unicorns there. That... Now, me and James was talking about that. Tough is spelled T-U-F-F.
Yeah.
Or the Unicorns.
Street.
And you were saying maybe they should spell ghost differently, but we can't think of a street enough spelling.
No.
For ghost, that's quite a hard one.
Yeah, I think it would G-O-S-T might get misunderstood. I mean, how do you spell ghost and still sound like you didn't study at school? Because studying at school is bad. Don't study at school.
Only the squares.
Yeah. I mean, if you can spell...
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you'll get all kinds of homophobic insults probably, won't you?
Jobs.
Yeah, jobs. Who wants a, do you know what I mean? I'm not working for the man.
Yeah, yeah, no way. Yeah. I got that song. That song, I don't even know what album that's from. My friend Rob put it on a mix for me. That's why that's on my iTunes.
You're so muso. I like that too. That was really modern and interesting. Good. I'm just hoping my Whitney CD isn't on my iPod.
Well, mine is, but I've literally never listened to them before. Do you make mix CDs? Do you have people make them for you?
I used to. I make playlists now, but I've noticed that Apple just erase them from time to time. You go, oh, I'll just stick on my slow Morrissey / Smiths. Oh, it's gone.
And really?
It took me a day to put it together, you know.
Well, I've never had that. I've never had them. Are you a conspiracy against you?
I Googled it, and it happens a lot.
Really?
If you've got a lot of music,
yeah,
and you've got a lot of playlists,
yes,
after a while it goes, you don't listen to that one much.
Oh.
I'm going to make space. On my laptop, not on my iPod.
That's not right.
No.
It's out of order.
I thought other way around.
I think I keep my playlist quite tidy. I'm quite obsessive with making playlists.
I am.
And so if one is like not pulling its weight, I get rid of it myself.
Sure.
And I've got one playlist, which is about 60 songs long, called Excalibur.
Of course you have.
It's kind of like all the best playlists I've made for other people.
Yeah.
Dovetailed together, but with, like, you know, songs in between that link them up perfectly. So it's like 60 songs, perfect flow.
Do you go chronological or mood or tempo?
It's mood. It kind of starts off quite. It starts off quite Excalibur, if you're wondering. Starts off quite maudlin, quite slow.
I am quite
and
interested.
And it picks up.
Yeah.
It really picks up in the middle. You get some, like, soul and stuff, and then get quite rocky at the end, quite experimental at the end.
I'd like to hear some of it. How long is it?
It's 60 songs long, so that's probably hours. That's a big chunk of your day.
Also, do you exercise?
Yeah, I go to the gym.
Yeah.
Do you, and play badminton.
Good. Not really a sport, though.
Badminton. Have you played it?
I mean, it's... What is it? It's sort of like trying to swat a fly, isn't it? With, like, a sieve with a hole, like a colander.
Trying to swat a fly. Yeah, okay, mate.
Oh, it's kind of...
Tell Usain Bolt that he's just run into the shops.
No, I didn't. I wasn't saying them. That is a sport.
It's not really a sport, isn't it, Usain? You just run into the shops.
A shuttlecock is just a sort of dandelion seed, isn't it, in the air, really. It's not much of a...
I get to say shuttlecock every week, though, my friend
Sam. That's a good point. And, of course, girls involved in your sport. sport, which is probably the way that you win this argument. But yeah, there are girls at mine. But what was I going to say? Oh yeah, because I've started running recently because I gave up football. So I started running on the treadmill, and that's changed or altered slightly my taste in music. Because I now have to have something with an up, like a
Because
I'm listening to some sort of slower Smiths and Verve and all that kind of stuff, and I was going, oh, I'm going really fast, and then suddenly I was like, oh, I've gone really slowly.
Yep.
Back onto the Prodigy. Wow. I felt like I'm going slower, but I'm actually going faster.
Yeah, absolutely. I find if I'm on the treadmill and a slow song comes on, I get worried that I'm going to slow down and, and be the guy who slips off the treadmill and smashes his face off the screen.
Do you feel like I can't keep up with the pace? I'm really unfit.
Yeah.
And you go to a quicker track. Oh, gangster rap makes me fitter.
Macklemore. Put Macklemore on.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. So I've been buying on iTunes, you know, more modern stuff. FKA Twigs. That's a phrase.
I've tried to get into her.
I
mean, is it a lady?
I like one of the tracks called 2 Weeks, which is great, and I'm going to really try and get into the rest of it because it just makes me feel young. And there's a band called Gorgon City. Have you heard of them?
No. You're looking cool.
Yeah,
I mean, this is over my head.
Yeah, and another one called Pink Shiny Ultra Blast. Heard of them?
That is a cool name.
This is getting into John Peel.
Pink Shiny Ultra Blast.
Yeah, they're a Russian sort of shoegazy band.
Look at that. Every buzzword you could use to look cool.
Yeah. I'm leafing through a copy of a magazine here just trying I'm 43, but I'm trying.
Let's see what track it is. Here we go. James Redman's iPod. Birthday by Sugar Cubes. Kicking off James Redman's iPod there. Looking good. Arms in the air, like OPIC, but with more justification.
Yeah, that was quite good, wasn't it? I feel quite cool.
I mean, that was really cool. I mean, you know, she's cool, and even cooler than Bjork is that, because less people know about them these days.
Exactly. And that is the hit. That is the best of their tracks.
Yes, I'm yet to have that happen. I've not had like a hit fall into my lap. I've got plenty of hits on here. People might not believe it, but
and what we established was that I've got twice as many songs on my iPod as you.
Yes.
So the likelihood of me finding one that wasn't rubbish was lower. So actually,
that completely worked out as it mathematically should. Ian Boltzmann on Free Bar Radio.
Everyone's just apparently losing their shit because Dan Snow's got
to
go.
Well, no, it's just that he has to go, and I know that takes you 25 minutes to do an intro.
Well, he's allowed to.
So he's got to be out.
He can go whenever he wants to. Hello, sir.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you, man. We were getting all notes to you that you've got to be away.
Yeah. I'm interviewing the man who commanded the SAS in the Falkland Islands.
Really?
So he said, you've got to be at my house this time. I'm like, all right.
Why are you interviewing him?
It's just for my podcast.
That's exciting,
eh? Imagine he gets in touch. These people just get in touch now. They're like, do you know you might be interested in interviewing me? I didn't do much, but I did command the SAS in the Falkland Islands. Might be interested. And my sidekick, who's a mad Glaswegian sergeant, will be with him. So
That's nice.
I think there's a child screaming outside.
It's a zombie baby trying to get in.
It's Gareth's
child. Trying to
maybe it didn't get dissolved by stomach acid. How do you... The stuff that you've learned from the internet, how do you then rephrase that and put it into your own words?
Well, listen, I'm out there saying Wikipedia is absolutely brilliant. It's the most amazing thing that we have ever created.
Why are you making that face?
Why are you making that face?
Because it's just my own personal experience.
Really? In what sphere? Like, that's interesting. So is it like
my own page
about
on
you?
There. Yeah.
But people keep changing it. Say you're a
They've not for ages.
No,
changed
they
it.
Don't.
Say you're a what? Fucking hell! You stop yourself there. So say you're a. I've got to sell my book.
Get out there and change his page. What are you waiting for?
Well, what I don't like about it is the idea that whatever's written on there can then be taken as read later on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, right? So I think, but weirdly, in the geeky sub-sphere of like politics, Wikipedia must be a nightmare. Like, who's in charge of Donald Trump's Wikipedia page, right?
Yeah.
Or like the Brexit page. I mean, forget about it, right? But 18th century history is not that. It works, man. It's really, really good because people don't bother going on there and pissing about and changing all this
stuff. Of course, because they're just facts.
It's not a very sexy part of the world to involve yourself in, right? So if you're doing like movie reviews or politics, I understand it's a complete nightmare. People go on there and write rude shit about me all the time. It doesn't bother me. But if you're trying to look up the date on which the Crusaders took Jerusalem in the 12th century is pretty reliable.
Now, isn't it a thing that if something's been in print before, including online, because now this is the thing that people don't realise when they write shit on Twitter, it's still a publication.
It's in the public domain. Yeah.
I think once it's been there, you have to then, if it's then put into print on paper, in a book form, I think you have to mention in the book this has previously been published.
Yes, I think that's right.
Elsewhere. Yeah. So you'd have to put previously published on Wikipedia.
Entirely nicked from Wikipedia.
Yeah, all of this was previously published on Wikipedia.
That's right.
Not by me.
Oh, exactly. Yes. Someone else is saying, yeah, exactly. It's not, I didn't even write the Wikipedia page. But no, in all sorts of, the internet was obviously vital. But I have been doing this now 15 years, and there's all this weird shit that I come across my desk. Like if I'm making a little one show film randomly looking at some herring fishery in Norfolk, I think, I'm not going to write a book about that.
No.
But it's quite a cool little entry on one particular day of the year. And this is kind of a product of years of pissing about on podcasts and making films for the BBC and various other places.
What's your fascination with history?
I think history.
See that thing you're twiddling, by the way? That's a camera.
I was having one.
That thing you're absent-mindedly just twiddling there. That's there camera.
Which Toby outside. Oh, he's giving us a thumbs up. He was panicking a bit for a minute. Did you see him panicking?
I personally don't care about
that.
I
did. Best side.
Yeah. I saw it. Well, you've just rearranged the camera. I'm sure it's much better.
I like that you've made your interview on film. You've made it into like a sort of a house video. We could put music over it and keep switching around.
But no, history explains what the hell we're all doing here. Why we are living in Britain at the moment with a monarch and a massive argument for Brexit and fairly affluent, and why in Syria, not very far away, a country that was once far, far in advance of us on many measures of intellectual and architectural development, is now in a massive war. Now, if you want to understand that, it's because of what's happened in the past.
Do you not find that depressing? I think I'd find it depressing to be that informed on such a big level, because I'd be like, why? I mean, it's depressing. The state of the world's depressing anyway, isn't it? And you know, the big stories in the world, as we would see them in the Western world, like all the stuff with Trump and all that, is depressing because it's like, this is just happening again. How is this happening again? The rise of the right and the rise of extremists and all that. How is that possible to happen again? From what's come before and the lessons that should have been learned, I'd find that really depressing. To be like,
well, that bit is depressing, and that is why, I mean, maybe it's a history geek thing, but if on social media, on Twitter and everything, historians are leading the charge against Trump and Brexit. It's quite an interesting moment. They're taking names. I do think though that what it is not depressing in a certain way, in that if you spend all day looking at the Mongol siege of Beijing, Zhongdu, in the 15th century, and 13th century, and how they, when they took the city, they massacred everyone, destroyed everything, so the streets were sticky with human fat for 6 months afterwards.
Yeah.
You think, you know what? It's not bad today, is it really?
Mm-hmm. But it is, isn't it?
It's not that bad, right?
No, it's not.
When Christopher Columbus landed in the Americas, in the 100 years that followed, 90% of the indigenous Americans died of European diseases. That is really shit.
No, it really is.
And that helps me to go, today we've got big problems. We've got big problems with inequality. We've got big problems with people genetically modifying babies without anyone's permission. But
she does that as well. Nat does that.
Really? I modify babies. No, I haven't done it for a few months.
She's got a spare room. She
it's
does
been
it
fine. I haven't done it for a while.
She's got an incubator. Since the other one went...
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah, went wrong. I thought I can't do this again.
That is the backstory to that, by the way. It was using something in a pipette. I don't know the science.
No, but
she was
doing I didn't. That was the problem.
She put it in the baby's eyes.
Yeah.
At the christening of all places.
It was bad. I know. I've stopped doing that now. You'll be pleased to know.
Well, I'm glad.
So the overall ethos, though, is the world still turns. I guess you know that's the, is a truism.
So Edward the First in that book, right? Edward the First, the richest, most powerful man in Western Europe, right? He had 16 kids. And only about 4 of them survived to adulthood.
Okay.
Like, you are living... So people in the past were living with, like, crushing sadness and loss and physical pain, man. Dentistry. Like, we're all sitting here with our gnashes, not too bad.
Mate,
like,
you should have seen me in the dentist last week.
Well,
honestly,
at least you're in the dentist, man. They've been the old woman pulling them out and under a full moon.
I'd have been happy with that.
No. They wouldn't have had any sort of medication to numb you at all, the Novocaine or whatever.
Let's not even go
lay
into that.
Lay off the donuts, then.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, what was that? Did you hear that? He said Toby's a lay off the donuts, mate. You lay off your history for a minute.
Sweet
no,
tooth.
I hear what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying. Not about the donuts. I'm not laying off them. I do hear what you're saying as a relative thing. But again, it's that, and I'm honestly not being argumentative for the sake of it, but it's that thing again, in it, where you go, like, I'm from a town where your mum would always say, eat your dinner, there's kids in Africa starving. It's like, that's not relevant. It doesn't feel relevant.
That's what my wife says to me. Because she goes, the Wi-Fi's broken again.
I don't eat your dinner.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
You know, the Danes could be in the Humber.
Yeah.
Right? The great pagan army could be raping and murdering
the
way across the Midlands.
Fucking nightmare to live.
My wife goes, I will stab you. The great Danes will be in the Humber. So that is a fair point. It is very hard for us, isn't it? Our own problems. It's like people who get very rich and then get depressed. You're like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
The fact is, he's depressed. Like, what are you going to do? It's a real thing for him in that moment.
Yeah.
So I do agree, but I do think it helps. Well, particularly, I think where it helps is where you've got Donald Trump, you've got Nigel Farage going, everything's shit, we're going to make it great again, right? And if you study history, you go, actually, everything's not shit. Okay, so I'm going to stop you right there, because that is the basis of a lot of those far-right people. A lot of their rhetoric is that there's something catastrophically wrong today.
That they need to fix.
That only they can fix.
Yeah.
You go, actually, mate, it's not. You can get massively pissed, okay? You can drink yourself half to death. They will open up your body, put someone else's liver in you, sew up again for free.
There you go now.
Right?
You'll be all right.
Good to know.
But that's a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah.
So the idea that like the world's going to shit is actually quite dangerous, because it makes people vote for nutters.
Mm.
It's totally true, but how do you get that out there? How do you? Because it feels to me at the moment, I know this isn't what your book's about at all.
I know, it's what it's about in a way, but I come on guerrilla internet radio stations like this, and we talk about it.
She does look like a gorilla a little bit.
Oh, for God's sake. Why can't... I think you find out the two of us is more you and the more gorilla-esque.
I've got a bit of gorilla about me.
We can check the cameras now.
Quite strong though as well.
Audience, you decide.
Quite strong.
Get in the Twitter poll.
They all fancy me already. Honestly, it's weird, but I think it's a charm thing. When's your birthday? What happened on your
December
birthday?
December 3rd, man. It is soon. It's a big birthday. I'm not too happy about it today.
That's actually a nice picture of you in the back.
Yeah,
he's 40.
A few years ago, 40 this
That's
year.
All right, mate. Honestly, you will feel like your life's over, but it's not quite.
Great.
It's not quite.
Thanks, mate.
No, you will, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Just look forward to the colon trouble.
That'll kick in around 43, I reckon.
So Ivan the Terrible's a good example, right? Because Ivan the Terrible's a kid who gets made Prince of Moscow. He then builds this Russian Empire, becomes the first Tsar, and he creates a massive Russian Empire that requires a nutter in the middle of it to keep everyone under control.
Okay.
And then he establishes his culture of that, and it's gone through to the present day. Putin is a direct heir to Ivan the Terrible.
He's bonkers, isn't he? Mine's 27th of June. Do you know what it says on mine?
Go on then, tell me.
No, do you know? Do you not know?
No, you wrote it, mate.
Okay,
yeah, no, but tell me. Give me the first. Give me. Don't give me the first word.
I'll give you the first letter.
Go on, the first letter.
I.
Right. I think today is. No, go on.
Ian Bolesworth, born 1973.
Oh, that's just the entry for that, is it?
Yeah, it just says that.
Hmm.
Pretty much self-explanatory.
What actually happened on the day?
I don't know. It looks quite complicated. Something about George II.
What's June the 24th?
Is that yours?
That's mine. Yes.
Nothing relevant happened on this day ever.
Well, I think that's not true.
That's what it says about your
back
mate.
To the page.
On your birthday, Nat, it says.
Yep.
Oh, you've done a bit of. This is good. The crowd was possessed. They danced incoherently.
Oh, that's a good one. Core Romania.
This
is mental, actually. This is a completely unexplained dance craze that people in the Middle Ages did. They had sex with each other. They went mental. The church authorities went mental. It was like a plague. It spread from town to town. The people think it could have been magic mushrooms. No one knows what it was. And it's an actual thing. I swear to you.
That's really exciting.
That is really cool.
Let's hear about
that's
it.
A good one.
No, not Google it. Buy your book. What sort of PR was that?
No, sorry.
Google it.
Buy my book.
Buy my book and read all about
it. What is this dance? I need to find out. It's on page 194.
Okay, so they danced incoherent and frenzied with no sense of control or rhythm. They lived only to twist, jump and spin. So this is relevant to you, no?
Yeah.
1374 crowds of people streamed into Aachen. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, 1374 in Aachen in Germany.
On the Rhine, where they danced before the altar of the Virgin. Yes, so they all went bonkers, eh?
Absolutely bonkers. And what's weird is it seemed to be like a catchable disease.
Oh my God.
And people died. People danced north to death.
So it's like a mass hysteria, essentially,
mass hysteria.
What it sounds like, yeah. The church used exorcism aggressively to recover the souls of the dancers. That's quite cool.
I like that entry. It's a good day.
It's a good entry.
It's just about a king.
No, I like that.
Oh, no, it's not all kings and queens.
My one was about a king.
Oh, no, sorry about that.
Can we change it?
Yeah.
Pick a new date for your...
George II.
What's the best date, Dan?
Oh, that's a tricky one. There is the date that Mr. Kellogg invented his brand of breakfast cereal. You know, and now that I'm on an unlicensed station, I can say it for the first time doing the publicity. It's fantastic. Mr. Kellogg was a Christian...
Can't slag him off, though. That's the problem.
Not let me see.
Was he? Was Kellogg's that?
Yeah. And he tried to invent the most boring breakfast cereal could imagine to stop people masturbating.
Is that genuinely
true? That's a genuine fact.
Is that cornflakes though? Because they are dull. They are really dull. You wouldn't want to. Would you?
Well, they won't stop you having a wang.
No, actually, if anything, you go the other way, you would. Because you'd go, this is so boring. Something. Yeah, right.
Yeah, this has been a rubbish morning. Yeah. Going to knock one out.
Yeah. Not, like not eating a healthy oatmeal.
Is that honestly what, that's not what the story was?
Yeah, that's honestly true. Oh,
so God. Is it like, was he like balmy?
Absolutely mental in only that wonderful way of American evangelicals who just took it upon himself to try and it's like there's another one in there, the Comstock rule. So this guy was clearly, no, God knows what he was getting up to in his private life, but he passed this legislation that, through the American courts, that meant, through American government, parliament, that meant you couldn't provide sex education or any condoms or anything to soldiers serving abroad. So in the First World War, British and French soldiers were able to use condoms, they all went to the brothels, it was fine. American soldiers, like 500,000 cases of venereal disease, because these laws that have been passed by this Fruit Loop were in place that prevented the Americans sort of dispensing any information or help to young lads who contracted it all.
How weird, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's just mad. So around about the same time they banned alcohol. I mean, that's the kind of world you're living in, right? 100 years ago in the States.
And could, but could so easily repeat.
Could easily repeat, right? I mean, they're teetering on the edge of banning abortion. It's extraordinary. Or certainly attempting to. Yeah. Which, of course, just means that women die in backstreet. Abortion doesn't make anything to do with the number of children aborted, but there we go.
Yeah. It's a good ending to the interview, though, isn't it?
That was a strong ending.
Is there anything fun? Is there anything fun we could say just before you go?
Is there anything fun in the book? Yes.
Because the dancing and all that.
That was quite fun.
That was fun.
Because I feel like that I could bring that back for a birthday party or something. Just like frantic dancing and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But without the death.
What do you mean bring it back? Like you said,
it never went away, did it?
What you do every year anyway. Callum McSwiggan
on Foobar Radio. Today I am joined by a new gorgeous person. I am joined by the stunning Venus Libido.
Oh my God, gorgeous and stunning.
Both of those things. I don't know why I called you a new person. Like you've just been like birthed into the world or something.
I mean, I am quite small, but not like baby small.
You're not a baby. You're not in fact a child. You are indeed an adult woman.
I just look like a child.
We're going to play a little quiz. So in front of me here, I have 7 questions about... Right. Orgasms.
Okay.
And together,
okay,
we are going to have to try and figure out the answers to these questions.
Right, okay.
Now, I do a lot of work in and around sex and relationships.
Yeah.
So do you.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're in a pretty good place for this.
I don't know, though, because like I said to you before, I don't have a very good memory.
Yeah, I'm kind of terrible as well.
I went to a pub quiz the other day and I came last and it was so embarrassing because it was really simple.
I hate pub quizzes and I don't understand how people are good at them.
Oh, it's just...
Like, it's always like, oh, who in the second season of Star Trek in 1994, what colour was... And I'm like, how does anyone know this? No. And everyone's like writing it down. And I'm like, I don't understand. I don't understand how people are good at pub quizzes.
No.
I'm useless at a pub quiz.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll be all right at this.
Let's just see how we go. Are you ready for the first question?
Yeah.
Oh, it's multiple choice.
Oh, so okay. That makes it easier.
Okay. Which country has the most orgasms a day? Sweden?
How did they measure this?
I don't know.
How the hell do you research that?
Sweden, Germany, or Norway?
I feel like it's going to be Germany.
I feel like it might be Germany as well, because they're said to have like the best porn in the world.
Yeah, they
supposedly
have. Yeah.
And they also have like Berlin has a very open, liberal, vibrant kind of sex scene.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe Germany.
Do you know Erika Lust? Is she German?
I do know her.
I think she might be German.
We spoke to her. We had her on the show once.
Really? I'm a massive fan of her.
Amazing guest.
I've done some work with her before. But
you have?
Like just some illustration work.
Yeah.
But oh my God, I think her work is insane.
It's absolutely
stunning. If no one knows who she is, I recommend paying to see her stuff.
It's amazing. It's just like really artistic porn.
Yeah, artistic,
respectful, and inclusive as well.
All of the everything.
And is she German? I feel like she might be. Have we made that up?
Anyway, I'm going with Germany.
I'm hoping my producer will tell me if Erika Lust is indeed Germany. German. So you think German?
Yeah.
I don't know, because like the Swedish and the Norway is also that kind of like Scandinavian culture is very like liberal and open, because they have like their like naked bathhouses and they're like mixed genders as well, which is really unusual.
Yeah.
Well, it's not unusual. I think it's great. But like for us, I couldn't like... I can't imagine like going to like a sauna and everyone, including women, just being naked around me, you know.
Oh, do we not have that here?
No, I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of. Like, I do a naked swim, and it's, like, supposed to... On a Sunday in London, there's this naked swim, and it's supposed to be, like, for everyone, for mixed genders.
That's so cool.
But I've been, and it's all men.
Oh,
and
really?
There's, like, no women there, and I can understand, because if I walked in as a woman, and
I'd
it's, like, 200 naked men...
Yeah.
It's, like that is intimidating, so I kind of understand why.
Hmm, okay.
But are we saying Germany?
I'm still going Germany.
Okay. I'm going to go... Yeah, I think Germany. We are saying... Germany. Final answer.
No!
It is
Norway.
I'm being told that 35% of the population claim to orgasm every single day, which is three more times than Brits, with only 11% claiming to climax every day. I orgasm every day. Is that normal? I thought everyone did.
I think that's healthy.
Yeah, I think that's healthy.
It's very healthy.
I thought everyone did that.
You must be very jolly every day.
I am. Very jolly.
You seem it, yeah.
Very jolly person. Let's do the next one.
Oh, gosh.
How long do pigs orgasm on average? And I'm really shocked by all three answers that I have here in front of me. 5 minutes, 15 minutes, or 30 minutes?
I think it's 30.
30 minutes?
I think I heard this the other day.
I thought it was going to be like 30 seconds, 45 seconds, or a minute.
I think it's 30 minutes.
How can a pig orgasm for 30 minutes?
Like, I don't know.
I would die. I think I would die.
Oh my gosh, this really reminds me about a story I read about this woman who orgasms every 30 seconds.
What? How?
She had to like have something removed because she just kept orgasming.
Oh my god. Like, orgasms are great, but there's a time and a place. And
also,
like,
it would just ruin it if you keep having them.
Yeah. And I think like, I feel like an orgasm can be like, if you're in the wrong mood or the wrong environment, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, like imagine doing your food shop and you're getting an orgasm.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
Put you off your food, really.
I don't think I'd want a 30-minute orgasm either. Like, 2 minutes, I think.
Yeah, mine aren't very long and it really pisses me off. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And then, like, after I get really down because I'm like, oh, it wasn't really very long.
Oh,
like, they're honestly, it's like for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm
really,
I know,
sad.
Men's orgasms tend to be shorter than women's, but yeah, like,
it's really
like,
sad, isn't it?
I'd say about 5 seconds mine. My last, my producer's written cum down on the screen, but she's written cum like c-u-m. Filthy.
You dirty bitch.
Filthy. Filthy. Bad Abby.
Oh, God.
No, I love it.
I'm intrigued. Is it going to be... I feel like it's going to be like the most intense one.
So we think 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you peeking at
my
answer sheet?
No, I'm not. I can't. I've got any glasses anyway. I can't read.
It is indeed 30 minutes.
Yeah, I heard this the other day. I'm pretty sure I heard it.
I don't understand.
30 minutes.
How do they also measure that? Like, how do they...
Do they make a face?
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's been going a while. Or, like... That pig over there, she's having a great time. She's been going about 30 minutes now.
This needs to be a show in itself.
What, like, pig going, orgasms?
Not just pigs, but like animal orgasms.
Yeah, okay. I think I would.
Would you watch that?
Yeah. Yeah.
The research behind
I'm fascinated.
Not watching a pig have... Well, actually, that still might be quite interesting to watch.
I feel like if I was like watching it in a in the realms of science,
here's a pig
having an orgasm.
Yeah, not getting off on a pig.
We're not getting off on it. This is not porn. But like, I think that'd be an interesting show. Should we do it?
Oh my god!
Should we pitch it? Who will have it? Channel 4?
MTV?
MTV? I don't think MTV will have that, would they?
Eureka Lost.
If you're listening, TV producers, we've got a show for you, and we're more than happy to present
it. We would love that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine it? Cut to a year later and we actually have this show. That'd be a dream come true. Okay, our next one.
Okay.
In what order were these items invented?
Okay.
The vacuum cleaner, the electric iron, the vibrator.
Well, I think it goes the vibrator first.
I feel like because, that's where this is going.
Yeah, because wasn't it invented by a guy? And I don't know if this is right, but he invented it for women to... he was a doctor, and he
this
said
is correct. Yes,
it like helped like suppress
hysteria.
Hysteria.
Yes, that is yeah, that's exactly what it was. And I think they would like so they would like get these women, which was completely taking advantage of women and being like, yeah. oh, like you're having problems. We need to like masturbate you, yeah. and then the doctor would like yeah. use like a vibrator to like wank off women.
Absolutely not. Which is fascinating.
Just insane. Yeah. Like absolutely insane. And I think you're absolutely right.
I think it's gonna be the vibrator first.
And I also like have an inkling that maybe like the invention of the vibrator actually helped like invent other things that
like
we use
Hoover.
Like the Hoover
suction
and stuff.
And
I think
stuff.
So I might have that wrong.
I think that's just our dirty minds going to a dirty place.
Shall
suctions and the blowing.
No, but I genuinely think that might be a thing. I might be completely making this up, and I do have a tendency to do that.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I feel
same.
Like maybe that's a thing.
So we're going vibrator, Hoover, what's the other one? Iron.
It was which was invented. Oh yeah. Yeah, vibrator, vacuum.
Yeah.
Iron?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And the answer is vibrator vacuum iron.
Yay!
Yes. Nailed it. The first electric home vibrators hit the market at the start of the 20th century before many other household essentials. People had to wait 9 more years for the vacuum cleaners and 10 years for the electric iron.
Wow.
That's really interesting. And I'm surprised that the fact that these were being sold at the start of the 20th century. So that's like 1900?
Don't
I get
ask
confused.
Me.
Yeah, so it'd be like 1910, like yeah. that kind of time. The fact that people was there was like liberal ideas enough yeah. for people to be able to be like, I'm just going to pop and buy a vibrator. That's
yeah.
that's so shocking.
I think it's amazing.
But you know, everyone's always been horny.
Yeah.
You know,
of
we've always needed these things, yeah. so it makes sense.
Totally.
I think we're doing well. Are we doing well? I think we're doing well.
We've got one wrong, right?
We've got two out of three right. I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our next one. Which animal creates the most amount of semen?
Right. Isn't it a whale?
A male whale,
yeah.
a male silverback gorilla, or a male African forest elephant? What's a forest elephant?
What's
that's
the
a
different...
made-up animal.
<What's>
that's not a thing. Is that a thing?
Sorry, a forest elephant is just an elephant, right?
I'm pretty sure it's just an elephant. Never heard of that.
They're just like the secret yellow ones you don't ever see hidden in the jungle.
I feel like this has to be, like, based on the size of the animals,
yeah.
like a gorilla, like, I'm sure they produce quite a bit of semen,
yeah.
but then, like, an elephant's obviously going to produce
more. Is it
more.
In one go?
In one ejaculation. It has to be a whale, because, like, aren't, like, whales' dicks, like, the size of an elephant?
Yeah.
So it has to be that. Like, they can't just have a little drizzle, can
yeah.
they?
I don't know if this is true. I'm probably doing the same thing as making shit up now, but I swear I read that they produce a swimming pool's worth of semen.
Whales do?
I think so.
Oh my God.
I might be completely making that up or saw on some stupid Netflix show. I don't know.
It's probably true.
Again,
it's probably true.
Needs to be a show about this.
100% does.
Animal and mammal sex.
Needs to happen. We need to make it a thing. So we're saying whale, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are saying whale.
And yes.
It is indeed a whale. Male whales generate the highest volume of semen in the animal kingdom, about 20 litres at a time.
That's not a swimming pool.
So that's like, that's like 10 bottles of Coke. Like the big bottles of Coke.
Ooh.
10 of them.
So that's just floating in the ocean and shit.
I guess. Like, I feel like semen and water don't mix well together. I don't know if you've ever come into contact with,
yeah.
like, when semen and water mix.
Yeah, yeah. I love sex shower.
It's not pleasant. It's
yeah.
like, it's just not pleasant.
Ooh,
it becomes sticky.
It's gross.
And, yeah, not a fan. But, again, not in a weird, like, beastophiliac way. Beastophilia? But I kind of want to, like, see a
yeah.
whale ejaculate now.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Like,
yeah.
I'm really curious.
Because it's fascinating. It's science.
And, again, how do they measure this?
Well, they would have had to jack off a whale. Gotcha.
How do you jack off a whale? Like that?
You must have attached something to their... Do they have a penis?
Yeah.
So they have a penis?
Yeah.
Maybe they attached a bag to a whale's penis and caught it.
I guess so.
Oh my gosh. See, fascinating.
All right, let's move on to the next one. We're doing really well, 3 out of 4. In the Aztec culture, which piece of food was considered to be sexually powerful, so sexually powerful that virgins were restricted from contact with them? Is it avocados, prickly pear cactus fruit, or cacao, which is like cocoa? Is cacao cocoa? Yeah? Is that the same thing?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Avocados, prickly pear, cactus fruit, or cacao?
I reckon it's avocados.
Do you?
Yeah.
What, because they're like quite like birth giving.
Yeah.
Like looks, if you look at them, it almost looks like a vagina, doesn't it?
I don't know. I just think like it's already caused lots of problems in the world. It's got to be that one, hasn't it?
Wait, what problems has like, avocados caused?
Like says it's causing like environmental issues.
Is it?
I think so. Again, I might be making this up.
I didn't know that. I love
like we're eating too many. We're eating too many.
Did not know that.
Because they're so trendy.
Because they're
like,
so trendy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, like there's an issue with like quinoa, isn't there?
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh yeah, we're all getting on that quinoa trend. And then there's people like, hang on, quinoa is like our staple food. Now we can't afford it. And now we're all starving. Is it horrific?
Yeah.
Stop eating.
It's going to be the avocado.
Stop eating avocado and quinoa. Should we say avocado?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that. Yeah, we think the answer is avocado. In the Aztec culture, it was considered so sexually powerful that virgins were restricted from contact with them.
Avocados.
It is avocados! I'm so proud of us. We are smashing
too.
This orgasm game. Smashing it. All right, we've got two left. We can do this. Apart from humans, which two animals are the only ones that have sex for pleasure? Lions and seahorses, jellyfish and ostriches, or chimps and dolphins? I know the answer.
Is it jellyfish and...
I don't want to leak. I know the answer. So I don't want to lead you. So you tell me your thoughts.
What is it? Jellyfish and ostriches?
Lions and seahorses. Jellyfish and ostriches. Or chimps and dolphins?
No, it's chimps and dolphins. It's chimps and dolphins.
It is chimps and dolphins.
Chimps and dolphins.
Yeah, I'm just going to jump in with the answer. That is the correct answer. And dolphins as well. Like, dolphins are dirty little bastards.
Yeah, they are.
They make sex toys and everything. They rip the heads off fish.
Yes.
And then use them as, like, fleshlights and
I remember watching this on a documentary.
Dolphins are, like, little... Like,
and they're, like, rubbing themselves up against stuff, don't they?
They're little horny humans in the ocean, basically.
Oh, my gosh.
They're basically us. Yeah, I love them. Dolphins are my spirit animal.
I was obsessed with dolphins when I was little, so now I know why.
Now you know why. You thought it was for innocent and pure reasons. It wasn't.
Definitely wasn't.
All right, our last one. What do the French refer to orgasms as?
Oh, God,
I can't do French pronunciation. Let's... le grand plaisir, le petit mot, or le surestime. I've got the translations for these. So the big pleasure, the little death, or the overrated.
Oh,
I feel like it might be the little death.
I was going to say the same thing. I think it's the little death.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just makes sense to me. Should we just...
I think little death.
Go for that?
Just because I think that sounds fun anyway.
I hope it's that because that is really cool.
Yeah.
And I love the French if that is indeed true. Okay, we are saying the little death. It is!
Yeah!
We absolutely nailed it. We got 6 out of 7.
That's insane.
We fucked up on the first one, but you know what? We gave it our best shot.
That's
6 out of 7
amazing.
Is amazing.
Well
good
done
for
to us.
The Hannah Whitten Show on Fubar Radio.
I have with me Jazz John.
Hello. Greetings.
Greetings.
How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. You're a welcome break from revision and essay writing at the moment because I'm in the middle of a blooming master's. Why I did that to myself,
good.
I don't know. But I desperately need the hummus and the celery that we have on our desk right now.
Yes.
As like a mental break.
All right, Jazz, are you ready for the next game?
I'm so ready. I'm really up for this as well.
Me too. I'm excited. Okay, so this is Dirty Talk.
Yes.
I was trying to do my, like, putting on my Manc accent again.
Dirty Talk.
Dirty. Anyway, so the way that this game goes is that Abby has put in front of us 3 pieces of paper with words on them that we cannot see. Mm-hmm. Do not look.
I'm not looking.
Go.
I'm just, like, arranging them. God, Hannah, get off
okay.
the case.
And we are going to simulate phone sex with each other.
So I've never done this before.
Do you want to call me or shall I call you?
Oh, you call me.
Okay, I'll call you. And the way that it works is that during the phone sex, as we are talking dirty with each other, we have to turn over the card and then see what is on it, the word, and put that word into the conversation. Did
great.
You just try and burp again?
Yeah. No, I'm quite gassy.
Is this
I'm
what
really
celery
sorry.
Does to you?
This is apparently what celery and hummus does to me.
Okay.
I still have one in my like throat, so I might be burping during our phone sex.
Sounds
but you
good.
Will be into that.
You will.
You will.
You will.
Be into that.
Okay, we ready? Mm-hmm.
I forgot that there was music. Christ.
Hey, get in the mood, babe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding.
Oh, hi, Hannah.
Hi,
Hi, Jazza.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, nothing much. Hanging out.
Yeah, me too. It's just I'm sat here with my celery and my hummus and I was thinking about you.
Oh, yeah, that's like totally our thing.
Yeah. Mm. So saucy, that hummus.
So, I mean, it is technically a condiment.
You know how I feel about condiments.
You've always loved it when I talked about condiments.
You know what I say, food and sex.
I have a confession about my condiments.
I'm listening.
I've actually moved on to Marmite now. I know, you love savoury shit.
You know me so well. I love Marmite.
I love it when we lather it onto our pork pies.
The best thing about Marmite is how strong it is. And so you only need like a little bit. And I love pouring different foods and condiments all over your body like a jigsaw and making, putting all the pieces together on your body as my blank canvas and...
Oh, that's so rude.
You know I'm filthy, baby. Oh,
tell me more about this Marmite jigsaw.
Oh, yeah, so like as it pours all down your body and I... all the
Where is it on my body?
It's on your chest hair.
Oh, yeah.
And as the...
It's going to be a pain to get out later.
It's fine, I'll shower with you, babe. I can't believe you broke then more than me. Keep going. Keep going, baby. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. Oh, what other condiments do you want to rub on your
Matrix
sauce with?
I was going to ask you what condiments you love.
Bribery. Oh, bribery. I love it when we use bribery in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And you bribe me with, like...
With condiments.
Ginsters.
Yeah. I'm like, I will pour this Marmite on you for some Vegemite.
It's basically the same product, but I'm totally down with that. I love exoticisms.
And then once the Marmite jigsaw on your chest is complete, I will grab that sock puppet. called a Henry that we keep in the cupboard and he will lick it off you and all off your body. Oh, you know how much you love Henry.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, this has kind of hit me out of the blue, Hannah, because I've never really been into sock puppets before. Who have you been trying this with?
Your brother.
Oh, it's a family affair. Me.
Henry was your brother's imaginary friend.
Okay, you've ruined it now.
Have you got one more?
I don't have any more.
Oh, did you do three? What were your three?
I did do three. Confession was my first one.
Oh!
Yeah.
That one I didn't notice.
Thank you. Confession and rude were actually quite easy to get in there. Bribery, less so.
Wait, what was the other one you put in?
Confession. Rude.
I thought your other word was Marmite.
No, I just went with something savoury. That was from the ether of my own brain.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Oh my god, I'm so random. I should make like YouTube videos.
That was so fun. I just want to like tell people what was going on during that. So as I was describing the Marmite jigsaw, Jazza is like laying back in his chair and touching his chest sensually.
Yeah, I mean, I've got GCSE drama. I got a C. And so I just like really get into character. You know? That's what they taught me at Brentwood School. Should I mention the school that I went to?
You just
did.
Too
late now.
You just did. Wonderful. How did that make you feel, Jazza?
I could never do that seriously. I could never do phone sex seriously.
Really? Do you know, although it's very simple. And it's not just phone sex, like dirty talk in general. It's very simple. You do three things. Mm-hmm. Talk about what you're going to do, talk about what you are doing, and then you talk about what you just did.
Cool.
That's it.
Yeah. So, makes me feel uncomfortable. But
do you like hearing it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm a very...
I'm like all about... I just need words.
So during intercourse, I do quite enjoy somebody who is rather vocal.
Uh-huh. We were talking about this with the show with Ash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Screaming.
although only when it's like genuine.
Yeah.
Because otherwise
yeah.
it's slightly off. It's like, you've watched too much porn, haven't you? You're pretending.
We were talking about the screaming thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or just being loud generally in sex on the show with Ash. And then later someone tweeted me being like, just wait until you have kids and you have to have silent sex. I don't know. I don't know if they said it that angle, that tone that I used, but
it came across in the tweet.
Yeah.
I feel like just soundproof the kids' room.
Just put headphones on them when they go to bed.
Yeah, or earplugs.
Play music in their bedroom.
Or just send them over to Gran and Grandad's. That's fine.
Play,
that's what my parents did.
Like the Harry Potter audiobooks in their ears as they go to sleep.
Oh my god, that's exactly what my parents did. Genuinely, that was a penny drop. Wow, my whole childhood
they were
has been
fucking
changed.
Your parents
excellent.
Had sex.
No, they didn't. They never had sex. They're
how many siblings
peoples.
Do you have?
Just one. So they only did it twice, and
they
it was purely for procreation purposes.
What about you?
I mean, the way that God defines it, I've technically never had sex. No, I've had sex with women. Actually,
oh.
so a few times. Like, oh. That joke doesn't even work. But yeah, a few times. Why are we comparing numbers? Because I have no idea what mine is.
I'm absolutely not saying on the radio. Like, absolutely not.
No?
There's
fine.
No way. Nope.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
So excited to have the luscious ladies M.O. in
luscious.
The building.
Hello.
How are you, babes?
Good, how
good.
Are you?
I'm really good. Not as busy as you, nutters.
I mean, we're busy, but it's good busy.
Yeah. It's fun stuff. Yeah. It's worth being tired for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good little saying,
yeah.
that, isn't
quite,
it? Quote.
Yeah.
It's worth being tired for.
Quote.
Busy is such a weird word because it sounds negative, but I love being busy.
Yeah. If there's one thing I hate, it's like boredom, not having anything to do.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I love like chilling in the house and not doing anything daily.
Having a Netflix
as long as
day.
I've got yeah. something to do, like even if it's watching the films or this, that. I'll tell you what I hate, being ready.
Oh, I'm waiting.
And waiting.
Oh, that's awful.
That's the worst.
Okay,
thing.
Okay, wait though. Out of the three of you, who is the one that is always making you the other two wait?
Oh, Chanel. She's always late. Well, she's late. You're probably the longest to get ready.
Yeah. But you're prepping
late.
In advance.
I think I'm quite good
no, with
she
time.
Gets, she starts getting ready like 3 hours before.
On purpose.
Because she knows
good
she's going to be that
yeah.
long, but then she's ready on time.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But Chanel's always late.
Yeah. I don't take that long to get ready, but I think hanging around with people that are rubbish at time has made me rubbish at time.
That's a
true.
Big factor.
It's true.
It's
rubbed up on me.
100%.
Yeah,
I used to be really good with punctuality, and then my ex-boyfriend/boyfriend, I don't really know what we are.
Ooh.
But he was, his lateness was horrific. But I did notice it definitely rubbed off
it
on
did,
me a
of
bit.
Of course it can. Because
definitely.
You end up relaxing about, it's
yeah.
like, it's someone put up this meme yesterday that was like, every day I wonder why I've left 20 minutes late and I arrived 20 minutes late and I'm really surprised that I've arrived 20. And you know, you're
true.
Like, you leave late and you're like, God, I can't believe I've arrived late. It's like, no, you definitely were going
to
arrive
it's
late.
It's a relaxing. Like, I used to have to tell him half an hour.
Oh, yeah,
that
lie.
If we were going somewhere, I'd have to lie. About a time he was that bad. 100%.
I get a bit anxious if I'm late.
Yeah.
So do I.
It freaks me out, and then I feel like this is going to sound really extreme. But if I'm I'm going to be late. I'm like, well, now I'm the whole day's ruined.
Yeah.
Now nothing's going to go right.
That's not. But if you want to be on time, though, I think it's always
it's
a good
quite
thing.
Stressful.
I think being really late for things, it just looks a bit rude.
It's rude,
especially when it comes to work. It's not professional, and also you've got to remember, it's not just about you.
Because you're
people.
Fucking up everyone else's day.
Exactly. It's not fair.
Very true.
Good girl. This is.
Yes. And if you're going to be late,
get it, girl.
Let someone know.
Yeah. Yes, always let people know.
Definitely.
Or if you're not going to turn up, I feel so bad if I don't.
Let's not go down that road today of all days.
Oh, honeys, but you're so busy and things are so exciting for you at the moment.
It is really exciting.
It's just one of those, it's a transition period into, okay, dealing with the fact that you are going to have to let people down and you're going to have to do these things because you're working, girls.
Yeah.
You know, and these songs are fucking smashing. Wondering is huge.
That is one thing. If people say, what is one negative about this job? And you've just said it, it's like you have to miss out on a lot of people's things, like your best friends' things, your family things, because
yeah, it's this is you just have to miss him.
Yeah, you do. I've had to miss stuff and think, and luckily I've got very supportive family and friends who say you're okay to do it.
Yeah, so and have it, I. To be fair, they do understand some things I wouldn't personally ever miss, like say a family wedding or so when it comes to really important family stuff. For me, I'm really family in, what's the word?
Orientated. I got you, babe.
Some things you shouldn't ever miss.
No.
Like, for instance, if I had something really important on, but my family member had an operation, I'm not working. I'm doing with my family because nothing's really more important than family, is it?
I couldn't agree more.
But there's lots of things like birthdays and parties and things like this, maybe like leaving things that you think, oh, I would have really loved to have gone to that, but no.
You want to turn up as well. You know when you really fancy getting fucked up and you're like, listen, I work really hard and I don't really go out and drink and get drunk a lot, but when I want to, that's the heartache when you're like, oh, I just really fancy like going to that party that's like whatever.
And where everyone's going and you know it's going to be just spot.
That is really sad.
There was a few of them last year that we missed out and I can't remember what it was, but I remember we were sat there like, oh.
But I bet now you get to go to a lot of cool parties.
Yeah, we do. But we're not massive partiers, are we?
I was, but I feel like I'm coming out of that phase now, you know.
Yeah, it's because you're working hard, though, and sometimes actually you just take that seriously.
Yeah, my things have changed.
How was it working with Chip? Because obviously he's smashing it at the moment. He's had a really exciting summer.
He's so nice. He was amazing. Did the video together. Yeah, he's just really nice. Really
by the way, I saw that you tweeted about the video. It was actually a turn up with your friends, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It was, it wasn't. Some videos can be a little bit
professional.
Long. This one was fun. It was really good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And there was actual food there and everything. Yeah. It was good. Yeah. I tried out a house, got like friends down and just had fun.
Yeah. And food, which is the most important thing.
Obviously food.
Did you have some drinks or are you not really allowed to do that when you're filming?
No, we did have some drinks.
I think we did.
Everyone was over 18.
Oh, good, 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 good. Yeah. And even if they weren't, you can be over 16 now, can't you?
What to drink?
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. No, I think that's when you're at home with your family.
Yeah, you can, with a meal.
In a way, you were at home, home. Anyway, but I find sometimes when I drink, in that scenario, maybe by the end I'd be like sleepy tired. You know when you drink and then you're like, oh.
I wouldn't drink. I didn't drink on the shoot because that's exactly how I would have been. I would have been like, oh.
See, I went out that night after the shoot and went to the box and that was fun. So
See, this is it, girls. You've got to live your lives. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's on that teetotal thing. Sometimes it's absolutely the opposite.
Well, I'm on my veggie vibe right now.
Oh.
I haven't eaten meat for like nearly 3 weeks.
And how's that going?
I don't know. I'm going to give it a little bit longer.
You needed like 2 months, I think.
I think you need to do like minimum a month. See if like, because I did it just because my I get eczema.
Yeah.
And my skin felt better if I'm not eating meat.
This is it.
So I just carried on. And
were you looking gorgeous?
Yeah, thanks, babes.
Absolutely stunners, babes.
I'm just carrying on for a bit. Just gonna see how I feel. I can't say that I can see myself being a veggie for life.
But also, you can do things like pescatarian 5 days a week.
I am a pescatarian. That's what I am. Sorry, I keep forgetting. I'm not actually a vegetarian. I'm a pescatarian.
Right.
But most veggies I know who I speak to, they still eat fish. I'm like, well, you're a pescatarian, then.
Yeah.
Liars. I can't give up salmon. Salmon's too good for your skin.
Yes, it is good for you. See, look at us looking after ourselves, honey. We look great.
This is what I mean. So, yeah, that's my vibe I'm on right now.
Well, I think the thing is, now you're so busy and things are so extra for you, and the success of Bad Vibe spiraled into what is going to be such an exciting another year for you. You need to take care of yourself. You got to eat. You got to get that skin care.
It's really important to look after yourself, look after your body and your mind.
For your mind, for your mood, everything. Like,
how does it feel being three girls in a scenario where sometimes I can imagine it's quite high stress, quite a lot going on, and also emotionally quite a lot going on?
I mean, me and Nadine, we get quite homesick because we're not from London. So I struggle with being away from home a lot. I'm a proper northern girl.
Yeah. But what do you miss most about home?
I don't know. I think it's just home, isn't it? You can't put your finger on what that is. It's just home. I've definitely warmed to London a lot more the last year or so, a couple of years. Same. But I'm definitely northern at heart.
Whereabouts are you from?
Sheffield.
Oh, that's a nice area. Where are you from?
Aylesbury. You won't know it.
I do. I've heard of Aylesbury.
Yeah, it's not massively known.
No, I actually have. Let's talk a little bit about what's the plan next.
We're really wanting to do some female collaborations as well, so stay tuned for that.
Well, I'm here when you need me, honey. Yeah. You just let me know. You've been called one of the coldest groups out right now. Girl
and I
groups.
Hope people know that's a good thing.
It's amazing. Yeah, no. No, you're just really cold, bitchy. Yeah.
Very nice.
Always cold, like on down temperature, yeah, constantly wearing jackets. No, you're one of the coldest girl groups out right now. That's a really big deal. Girl groups, I find, in my lifetime working in this industry, it's a hard game for girl groups.
Definitely.
Don't know why.
Way harder than I think guy groups get it.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. But it feels like you're doing something differently, because obviously we've got Little Mix and they're smashing it.
Yeah.
And now we've got you, and it's more of an urban flex. And we don't, like, we have loads of girl groups smashing it right now, but it's really amazing to see you guys breaking through.
Because time.
Yes.
But vocally,
time.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is it comes when it's talent. The talent is there, like, the success comes, and that's what's happened with you guys. And I've watched you, because I've seen you live, like, over the years and stuff. The emphasis and the passion that you guys have always had has shone through.
Thank you.
And I feel like that's now paying off, and that's really cool.
How nice is that? I want to come here more often.
Come here all the time, whenever you want, honey. But that must be a really great feeling for you guys to feel like...
Yeah, and it feels like we've really kind of earned the little spot where we've got.
Yes!
Like, yeah, like we've worked 100%. Hard for the last 4 or 5 years.
And we'll continue working hard as well. Yeah. We've got a lot of ideas that we're creative. Yeah. We know what we want.
And I feel like you were saying earlier, Nadine, that this is our time, because this is when the music that we've been doing from day one is finally
like, here. It's the I feel like there's a reason right we now. Haven't quite clicked before, because thank God, like R&B, like UK rap, it's all there.
It wasn't a couple years ago. It just wasn't as massive as it is now. It's all come back round, hasn't it? Which is amazing for us, finally.
I remember I saw you at like a Vivo event, and it was in a club. I can't remember where it was. I was quite drunk. But you reminded me of like my favourite artist from when I was younger, like TLC. You had that.
I mean, that's
R&B.
A massive compliment, because we always say as a group we're massively inspired by TLC, All Saints for Style.
Yeah,
like
the, All Saints
the way
all
they
day
were just cool, weren't they?
And I feel like the other thing that people don't really understand is space for everybody to succeed.
There is.
This is what we keep saying, like there really is space for everyone.
And like, as you say, like what about some female collaborations?
We'd absolutely love to.
Like imagine like if you guys did something with Little Mix, like that to me would be like the kid.
So it'd be unreal. Like we absolutely love Little Mix, and they're so nice. Like we went on tour with them a few years ago, and they were really nice.
I think they support other women as well.
Yeah, they do. 100%.
We'd love to. Like we love Steph London.
Yeah,
amazing.
She's a total babe.
Yeah. Who else? Ella May.
Oh my God! The new album is next level. Yeah, it's next level.
I'm obsessed. It's getting me through life right now.
Yeah, I'm excited for what's to come for you guys. More shows, like live. You guys have it on lock. Like it's done.
We did our headline show last week. I think that's one of the highlights of.
Was it the O'Meara?
Yeah, such a beautiful venue as well.
Yeah, it was good.
And it looked like it went off.
It was such a good vibe.
Didn't you have a couple of guests?
A couple, darling. We had five.
Just a couple of people popped on. So who did you have pop down?
So we had Rams.
Yeah.
We had Big Topes.
Youngun,
Abra, Lotto Boys. Have I missed anyone off? I know we had five people. I think that was five. Yeah, it was sick. We were just saying earlier, like, it was such a nice feeling to see them all there for us. Like, proper supporting us. It was great.
And that's nice, because obviously doing the collaborations and stuff, sometimes you feel as a watcher, as a purveyor, that you're like, oh, they're obviously, you know, maybe they're not friends. But it's like, no, there's the support there.
Yeah. Everything we've done has been really organic, like super organic. So, no, it's not the case for us. I think with some things, you're right, you can tell that things have just been put together. Yeah.
Well, sometimes it has to be, like, you know, that's just how the industry works. But I feel like in this scene right now, in the grime, Afrobeats, R&B, you know, hip-hop world, it feels in the UK specifically, everybody's pals and everybody's working together.
Yeah, definitely.
You know each other.
Yeah, and it's like a nice space
it's
to
true.
Be in.
Yeah,
does that kind of reflect for you guys as your feeling of being in the music industry? Do you feel that as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Everything you've just said was spot on. Yeah. That's exactly how it is. It's with us and our collaborations anyway.
Like, we did Capital Extra Homegrown last night as well, and we had, like... EO was there. Who else?
Lotto Boys were there. Chip, obviously, Chip brought us out on his sex. Yeah. He was headlining. He's so sick, by the way.
And everyone just got on. Like, we're all just here working, so it's good.
Did you get turned up?
Do you know
no,
what?
I didn't actually.
Do you know, no, after you've performed and you've gone on such a high and then you come down, it's
like... Do you know
like,
how many opportunities you can have to get turned up in 1 week in this industry? And do you know what? Yeah, like, the time where you've got to be like, do you know what? I don't want to drink alcohol every night. I want to get a good sleep. I want to look after myself and I want to be able to focus on my work.
Good girl!
That's not how I used to talk, by the way. I've just matured a little bit.
That's Nadine's second epic quote of the day, which I'm quite...
It's not what I'm about right now. If I want to party, like, I will party, but I just want to focus on our dream.
Yeah, I think it's because it's going so well, it's just like, let's...
Yeah, I ain't got time to be waking up hungover and I've got work to do.
It's true, so true.
Get it, girl. Mm. That's exciting. I'm really proud of you from even though we've only just met, it feels like... I really rate music artists that put in the work and then it comes to fruition.
Well,
I feel like everyone says to you when you're younger, well, it's going to take ages and it's going to be really hard. Because I remember I got told that by about 100 people.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Why do we say that to people?
Oh, listen, I love the fact... Yeah, why? Why does it have to take ages? Why does it have to be really hard?
But why are you enforcing it on people?
Because that's what they've experienced and that's what they've been told. But we all need to evolve and just believe in ourselves.
Yeah. She comes with another one.
Preaching again.
True.
Actually don't always take in just what someone says. And it doesn't necessarily mean that person's negative. That's just what they've experienced.
Yeah, it's definitely not them being, you know...
Just have tunnel vision. Don't be a sponge and take in everything everyone says.
Yeah, it's true.
Be a sponge.
Be a rock.
But be open minded.
Be a crystal.
But not to negativity.
M.O. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Be a crystal!
If you were a crystal, which crystal would you be?
An amethyst or a rose quartz or a selenite?
Here she comes.
See, I've got all that down as well.
Annie?
I don't know about that. Even though I just came up with the quote,
Rose.
What's that?
You like the rose. Rose is the best one.
Okay. It's like a heart crystal. Very
happy heart, warm. Happy life.
It's very good. It's a good
abundance. Love that word.
Abundance.
I'd be selenite. Just loads. And, like, abundance is like if you've got loads of what.